I like to hear good news. I like to hear good news. Because when I hear good news, that means my world is in order and everything is coming up roses. I like to hear good news. How about you? Tell me a story about yourself, and it'll be good news. And tell it to me right now, because that's what it's all about. Every time I turn around, I like to hear good news. I like to hear good news from my friends. I like to hear good news from my world. I like to hear good news on the radio, on the television. I like to hear good news as people talk to me. I always like to hear good news. And you know, because I like to hear good news, I hear good news. When I make that choice in my life that I like to hear good news, well then, every time I turn around, I hear good news. Every thought I think good news. Every attitude that I have is an attitude of good news. I like good news. Good news is something that I can choose to listen to. I can choose to hear. I can choose to know. And because I choose to know and choose to listen to good news, because I make that my choice in every area of my life, that's all I hear. That's all I know. That's all I am. That's all that makes any difference in my world, is to hear good news. Good news is something that is a choice. It's a choice that all of us make in our life. We make the choice of whether we hear good news or not, and whether we call everything we hear as good or not. We make the choice. It's a decision in our life of what we do for ourselves. Do we like to hear good news? Do we know good news? Do we believe good news is all that is our choice for ourselves in every possible way? If this is true, if this is what it's all about, then this is what we live and this is what we are. Knowing good news is something that everyone can make a choice to do. Someone comes and says, "Oh, dear, this is the problem." And you say, "Well, what wonderful good news." And they say, "You say good news?" And yes, I call everything good news. Even that? Even that, they broke their leg? Sure, because now they had a chance to quietly settle down. The stories are told about a man who had a son. And it was his son, a very wonderful son, who worked for him. And he helped him on his ranch. He helped him on his farm. And as he helped him, he got along just fine. And the father and son were very happy together doing this. But along came a war, and the man's son was going to have to go to war, and he would not be available to work on the ranch. He would not be available to help his father. He would not be available to be at home. He would have to go to war, and war was not what he wanted to do. So the farmer asked the man to say what it's all about, whether he's going to go or how could he not go to war. And so then the young man was outside and he was sitting on his horse. And as he was sitting on the horse bucked him and threw him up in the air, and he came landing down and he broke his leg. He broke his leg, and so he was not able to go to war. He was not able to go to war. And so the neighbors all said, "Well, what a terrible thing that this horse was so so untrained that he threw your son in the air and he fell down and broke his leg. What a terrible thing, what a terrible thing." And the farmer says, "No, everything happens for good. Everything happens for wonder. And no, that's not true. No, it's just fine." "Why, how can you say that's just fine when your son has a broken leg?" "Well, because my son has a broken leg, he cannot go to war. And the leg is going to take time to heal. And so while the leg is healing, true, my son is not going to be available to me, but he's not going to go to war, and he's not going to get killed. He's not going to have problems. And he's going to be able to stay home and work with me. And the neighbors all said, "You find good in everything, don't you?" And the farmer said, "Yes, I do. I find good in everything, and because I find good in everything, everything has good for me. I look at all that life has to offer, and I look for its good points. I look for its beneficial aspects. I look for all that is beautiful in life, and life gives me all that is beautiful." It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful way of living. Now, we don't need to have a broken leg. We don't need to have war. Sometimes we handle our needs in our world in a primitive way, such as the farmer having his son thrown up in the air by his horse, bucked by the horse, and come down and break a leg, so he stayed home from the war. Well, we can create ourselves surrounded by the pure white light of love. We can create ourselves surrounded by love and joy and peace and harmony. We don't need a bucking horse. We don't need a broken leg. We don't need to go contrary to anything. We just go harmonious with everything. We go by harmonious with everything by saying everything is in divine order. We go harmonious with everything by saying everything is divine. We go harmonious with everything by seeing the good in everything. No matter what circumstances come up in our life, we see the good in everything. You and I all have the same privilege. The rich man has the same privilege as the poor man. The sick man has the same privilege as a healthy person. It's all a matter of our choice. Do we call everything in our world good? Do we look for the harmonious things in our world? Do we look for the joyous things in our world? Do we look for the peaceful things in our world? Do we say all is in divine order now? Do we say life is wonderful? When we say these things, when we put these causes in motion, then our life truly reflects those experiences in every moment of our life, every experience of our world. No matter what goes on in our world, when we choose to experience it from the harmonious point of view, when we choose to experience it from that which is a joy, that which is a delight, that which is a peace for us, then it is done. You laugh and you say, ha, ha, ha. People say they are going to go to the store and they're going to find a parking place right in front of the store. And you say, ha, 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 that's just a Well, people do that. And they do that again and again and again. They go to the store and they say, I always have the perfect parking place. They don't really need to have the parking place right in front of the store. A little walking now and then does the good. But they're not going there for a walk. They're going there to go to the store and to do an errand. When you go for a walk, I have a perfect walk. I have the ideal walk. I'm walking happily, harmoniously, joyfully, filled with bliss. Oh, why not? Why not? These are things we do for ourselves. These are things we make happen in our world by our thought. We make ourselves have a parking place a long way from the entrance to the store or right in front of it. We have our wonderful experiences of our car always operating perfectly. We always have good judgment. We take it in for our checkups. We take it in for any type of repair that it needs, and it always works great. It works beautiful. We should praise everything that we have. Praise our vehicles, praise our house, praise our family, praise our health, praise our wealth. And as we praise these things, as we name these things, as we delight in these things are what we experience every moment of our life. I choose what I want to experience. I choose the joys that are in my life. I choose the peace that is in my everyday experience by how I think, by how I speak. I don't need a bucking bronco to keep my son home from war. I just surround myself with the pure white light of love. I surround my son with the pure white light of love. I surround my world with the pure white light of love. And all is in divine order now. This is what I say for myself, and I experience it. This is what you say for yourself, and you experience it. Be the one who decides what kind of a life you're going to live by the words that you speak about yourself, about your world, about all it is. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.